Arsenal's return to the Champions League was anything but ordinary. A tricky night in Spain, a professional job from Arteta's men, and some standout moments that silenced the doubters. But what really happened on that pitch? And why are some fans still restless? Bridgie breaks it all down with his trademark fire and insight. Let's get into it.
Up, Gunners!
Like, if anybody they tell you, say bench does not bring sense, say bench only give player sense, slap him, I give permission, slap the person, and pointer Martinelli, pointer. The current seatbelt for bench, it was imported from China. The new one now, we'll import it from Onitsha. We'll go to Aba, we'll call my brother Chukwudi. Don't they get sense? Thank you. Before I continue my review, I saw one very useless comment saying, "Na bench win Arteta this match." No, it's not bench that will win him, it's your father that will win him the match. Your father, your papa, I'm going to win the match. I think the Arsenal fan base, there's so much emotions and people want to complain. Before the match, I did see so many SI saying Arteta should rest players. There's Man City in the weekend, rest players. That's how we do this rest players nonsense last season. For a team right now that has good squad depth, you are shouting rest, rest. Some of you think you know better than the coach. That's when Gyokeres was, they come on Gyokeres, who they shout. Why come on Gyokeres? Minutes later, Martinelli and Trossard, where he plays some score. Let the coach be the coach. Be a fan and enjoy football. Arteta got his tactics spot on. That midfield of Zubimendi, Declan Rice, and Merino worked. The reason why the first half was because the team was cautious. Everybody struggled. Not struggled to play, but struggled to push. Everybody struggled. Gyokeres, Eze, Madueke, even Rice, Zubimendi, Merino, even defense. Gabriel, Mosquera, that one they mad. Timba and Calafi, everybody struggled to push, but not to be a unit. As a unit, the team was good. Defensively, the team was good. This was a very easy professional victory. It wasn't that difficult. It was easy. The second half triggered the players. Then you can see the difference. Well, you know, okay, we need to just pull more. Let's just add 20% more. And they added 20% more. And it also took, they switched the second half. That is the way football is sometimes. Especially when you are playing against a very good opposition. Bilbao has played 4 games in the La Liga. They have won 3, lost 1. Arsenal beat them pre-season. After that Arsenal match, Arsenal beat them 3-0. They've won 3 games back-to-back-to-back. Their last game, they lost to Alaves. But they have won 3 La Liga games. They are no easy opposition. And they have a very good coach, Valverde. So I don't know how some of you will be expecting this game to be easy. Always looking to blame Arteta. He got his tactics from me spot on. Spot on. And this is why squad depth is so important. With different players that can offer you different things. The game clearly chopped Gyokeres. And it's not bad. Because the Spanish players are technical kind of players. The game kind of chopped easy. And it is not bad. So you brought in a Martinelli. And let me tell you, for that goal Martinelli scored, only Martinelli can score that goal. Only Martinelli. Because him, they run before ball. He don't lose the ball. Can't use the last leg, win back the ball. Only him can do that nonsense. But the nonsense eventually can make sense. I'm flabbergasted that Martinelli, Fisco, Martinelli beat player well for the second goal. Martinelli beat player. Like, he dribble player, beat him. Again, let's import his seat belt from Onitsha this time. Maybe the second goal, he goes, he goes to Ronaldinho, dribble everybody. Dribble everybody. It's so important to start the Champions League on a winning note in a very, very tough ground. It is so important. Congratulations to the boys, to Mikel Arteta. You coached professional job. You too much. I don't know what Team Merino would do to you Arsenal fans. For you Arsenal fans to respect Mikel Merino, I don't know. He was fantastic in this game. He was everywhere. Work rate, technicality. He was a bully in this match. I don't know. Every time when I see her for S and I go to complain before the game starts, when I go learn, one day when I will get that respect we deserve. See you, Manchester City, in the weekend.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!